I was praying all last week for this retreat, and I just felt God lay something on my heart that I sent to the ladies. And it was, seek me. Seek me, because I've heard stories in the past. People go, some people are just touched by God in an incredible way, and others walk away going, you know, I could have spent that money elsewhere, or I could have done this, and I could have done that, or whatever. And it all boils down to, are you going to seek him? And you're going to get out of that time what you invest in how much you seek him. And so I just felt that was pressed on my heart. I have a verse that I am going to share quickly, because I know some incredible things happened this weekend. I know some incredible things happened to the women that went. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord." We shouldn't be ashamed. We should let people know when God touches us. When he's done something in our lives, it is up to us to testify, to give that testimony. And to testify is simply your story of being touched by God. That's it. But it is up to you to share that with other people. And so I am going to open the floor to anyone who is willing to testify about what God did. And some of you have come going, you know what, I'm scared to death of speaking in front of people. Those are the people that I love to hear from most. I really do. When you step out and you testify about what God has done in you, there's power in that. And you know what I really like about it? The enemy hates it. He hates it. So the challenge has been set. Who is going to... Can I hear a woo-hoo? Oh, no, you keep on coming, girl. Oh, you're first? Okay. All right.
I'm a crier. Get ready for it. I felt like this weekend was designed for me. Kim taught me to knock the wall down. Therefore, God could come in. Kena taught me to step outside of that bubble and shine. Miss Donzi showed me, because I have these voices or my own whatever that tells me you're not worthy enough. Just keep doing what you're doing, but you're never going to be worthy enough. I put that filter on. Miss Ashley prayed for me. The voices stopped. They went away. And I did what Donzi told me, and I spent 2 hours pouring my heart out to God. And for the first time, I heard him tell me, I am worthy. I am that wow, that woman of worth. And so are all of you. So I do. I praise you. I love all of you women. You've been my strength. You've all showed me. And I so love my husband, because he's always there to give me that extra faith when I get mine down. So thank you. I love you.
Well, I was kind of in the same boat that Connie was when they read the Proverbs 31 woman. And I was like, oh, man, there's no way I can live up to that. I am so unworthy of that. And so Kina spoke about getting outside your box and knowing your worth and gave us the tools to make these really cool little bracelets. And she challenged us to find a word for us. And my word was worthy because I didn't feel worthy enough. And by the end of the retreat, I knew I had one thing, at least one thing of the Proverbs 31 woman, and that was I was God-fearing and God-loving. So I am worthy. And we're all worthy. And that's especially for my youth group, that I hear that a lot, that I just don't feel worthy enough. And I, you know, what is my purpose? And you are worthy because you are God-fearing and God-loving, if nothing else, as a Proverbs 31 woman. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Miss Lisa.
I would just like to say that this retreat, there was a lot of trust. And that is a powerful word. You have to have trust in your life and to have a healthy relationship, to have a healthy lifestyle. And we had women in our small groups that shared very personal testimonies. For example, Connie. And they had to have faith and trust in us that we would hear them, support them, and also knowing that we love them. And that was the power of God. That was the Holy Spirit. And I'm very grateful that those ladies who shared those personal testimonies have that kind of love and trust in me. And I do in you as well. And that you know that you can go to your sister in Christ. And we're here for you always. Kim said in her message that multiple times she said that we are daughters of a king. So, Ashley, don't beat yourself so hard by thinking you're all that. Because you are a daughter of a king. But I had a wonderful time. I feel truly blessed. And there was one word. It's not my word. It's somebody else's word. And it could be multiple people's word. Is renew. And I think that word could go for everyone if you didn't choose a word. But renew is very healthy and is what we needed. I have a little message for all of us. The video will be on the webpage with speakers' messages as well. So look forward to that. Thank you.
This is Noelle. She's one of my favorite Venezuelans ever.
One sec. So, I just want... Sorry. Okay, so I just want to say thank you for the person who made that I went to the trip and say that I am really thankful, grateful that the person made that for me and say that he or she doesn't know what means that trip for me. And thank you for all the women that was there for make me feel like part of everyone. Thank you so much. And I know very good with my English, but I have a very great experience this weekend. So thank you so much for everyone. Thank you.
Okay. Go Penguins. Woo! I was a cheerleader. Woo! I am. Okay. So I have been, I just want to start out by thank you to the Lord, thank you. I have been so broken and I am whole, and the Lord used all of you women to make me whole again, to renew me. I feel like I'm redeemed. It was so amazing that each and every one of you were a part of that, and I just want to say thank you. And this is my family. This is not just a church, it's a family. And you believed in me, and how selfish of me to not believe that in the middle of my storm that I was going through, that he was always there. You guys were always there. And I know that now. And thank you for my husband for making this possible, and for everybody who believed, and God who believed. Thank you.
All right. Who's next? Testify.
Well, Danza gave a message, and she talked about a girl on a train that she normally went through this process of getting on a train to get to work. Well, one day she got too busy, got rushed, and she got out of her regular routine and didn't look at the reader board, got on the train, and went on the wrong train. And I think what I brought away from that was that we get so busy in our lives that time becomes our enemy, and this happens to be with Larry's group. We talked about time being our enemy, and we forget that time is our friend. Had we just taken the time to be with the Lord, we would be where we would, we would be at the destination we'd want to be at. If we had taken the time to, that woman had taken the time to look at the reader board and say, oh, that's the train I need to be on, she'd be going in the right direction. But I think we tend to think of time as slipping through our fingers like sand. And we try to grasp onto it, hold onto it, as if it's going to end at some point in time. We have enough time to do everything we need to do. We just have to take it. We have to utilize it. So I think we need to make sure that we look at the reader board, take the extra minute or two it takes to look, and make sure we're on the right track. So I just encourage you guys to take the time to get to know each other, to love on each other, and to understand each other. Another thing we had was purpose. You know, it's our purpose and our goal in life should be to understand the people we come in contact with. I think we tend to be very selfish, like Ash taught about. We tend to think about what I think of the situation. But we have to understand that we have to look and seek and understand what's in the heart of each woman, each situation, each area of purpose that we have, and really dig deep and take, again, the time it's going to take to really get to know what our purpose is. So, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Everybody, buckle your seatbelts.
Thank you, Ashley. I think I would be ungrateful if I didn't come up here, because I was really, really restored and renewed. You know, sometimes you think you're safe and you've done so much, or you're doing and you're walking, and then somebody comes and put a finger on your button and just say all the right thing. I thought it was wonderful. Everything the speakers touched, even when we went to little groups, somebody put it a notch higher. And I thought that was such a blessing. Okay? Wow. Ashley said, if you don't know me, you'll know me better. And when she was speaking, it was almost like, I'm supposed to say that. I agree to that. Yes. And Miss Kina, as quiet and calm, and she talked about casting a shadow. How far does your shadow reach? And we got into a small group, and I was talking to Miss Joyce, and she said, the shadow is good, but I want to have a ripple effect. And we know Miss Joy, and she does that ripple thing. Talking to Miss Jen, it's like, oh my goodness. Anyways, one thing that really touched me was about the package. We all are packaged in a different way, and how ungrateful and mean we are when we do not appreciate. You can wrap a diamond in a paper bag, and somebody would just look at the paper bag and say, I don't care about that package. Or what's in there? Newspaper? No. Anyways, I thought it was powerful. And then Dunsey talked about the intensity and the frequency of things we tell ourselves. Be careful, because with the intense, you remind yourself the things we tell ourselves just going to ruin us. I mean, it was so much. I just felt so well, and getting to know other women, it was just beautiful. So I thank Sister B and her crew. I feel so blessed, so lifted. And I'm so grateful. I love you all. There is a soul war. And you know what? Christ won this weekend. And it was beautiful. For all the sisters that took that bold stand to identify with Christ and be baptized, to me, it's all worth it. God bless you.
Thank you, Alzada. All right. Who's next? Miss Jan.
No one in their right mind would come up here after Alzada, but she stood up first. So, but I have to tell you a little story. First of all, I think I'm up here to just prove that you never get too old for God to move in your life. Thursday night, Kim gave a remarkable message, which you will get to hear, unfortunately, only a bit of, but strongly encourage that you listen to all of these messages from the website, because they were so remarkable. But after Kim's message, we had praise and worship, and Angela encouraged women to go to the back of the room if they needed prayer. Well, I had, of course, been standing for praise and worship kind of along the side wall, but a little closer to the back than I was comfortable with. So as soon as she said that, I started scooting toward the front, just so no one was confused, would, you know, mistake me for one of those out loud praying people. Because clearly I forgot in the early moments of retreat to again remind everyone that I am a documented, off the chart introvert. So I'm standing, you know, still. Now, I didn't even want to look toward the back just so people would not mistake me for one of those. And a young friend of mine walked up to me and said, will you pray with me? And I looked up at her, which doesn't give you a clue about which woman was there, because clearly I would be looking up to any of them. But And I said, "You want me to do the praying?" And she said, "Well, yes, of course." And I went, "You know, there is no way out of this. There's nowhere to escape. There's nothing to do here but to pray." And I don't want any of you to know who she is, because I don't want any of you to know really what I said in that prayer, because I can't quite remember. But what I remember feeling is that God was carrying on both sides of that conversation, that I and myself would have been paralyzed in fear to have done that, and yet we both made it through it. So, and as if that wasn't enough, then the next day, after another wonderful, wonderful message, we had a small group session, and you know, this was now Friday evening after Donzie had spoken, and Angela was the small group leader but missed one of the small groups, so I had said under duress that I would fill in for her when she was gone. But she's back that evening, and she tells me this wasn't a conspiracy, and Angela's never, ever lied to me, so there's a chance that this is the truth. But so we're finishing our small group, and she says, "Jan, will you pray?" I looked at her like she had two heads. I said, "Now listen, you know, who put you up to this?" But anyway, so again, I prayed, and it seemed, you know, like an easy thing, like I was just chatting with God, you know, so it really kind of just was okay. But then the icing on the cake, breakfast Saturday morning, I'm sitting with my back to the majority of the folks, because I was where I was sitting at the table kind of faced away from the other tables, and I hear this exuberant voice from behind me say, "Jan, could you say the blessing?" Well, now my group has gone from 1 to 8, and now I've got the whole clan there, and Ashley is asking me to pray, and I'm going, "Oh, for heaven's sake." But anyway, I can't begin to tell you what that did for me. And I want to thank those who, I don't think called me out would be the right way to put that, but it might have felt a little bit that way. But just as kind of a little closing here for me, I sat in the parking lot for just a little bit this morning because I wanted to be sure that Belinda didn't ask me to, like, open in prayer. But if she had asked me to pray, what I would have said is, "Thank you, God, for these remarkable women that I spent this weekend with. And thank you, God, for giving us this wonderful church family to come home to. And thank you for blessing us with these speakers who spoke into every one of our hearts this weekend in such a remarkable way." I didn't say this was a short story, did I? Anyway, thank you. Thank you all.
All right. You know, I just sat there and listened to Jan, and I thought of Moses. "Lord, don't send me. I don't speak real well. No, don't send me. I can't do that." And God says, "Don't worry. I'll be with you. I'll tell you what to say. I'll tell you what to do. And just trust in him." So come on up here.
Okay. Well, here we go. Hi, everybody. I'm Kim. And these women's retreats, if you guys have never been to one, you need to go. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. Well, 18, I think, is cut off, right? Gotta go over there. But it is a life changer. It's been, I don't know if, a lot of people, you don't know my story. And I have never really explained a lot of it to a lot of people. But it's taken 2 years to find my worth. And I'm still working on it. I used to believe that you find your worth in a man. And not the right man, not him. And when that man doesn't speak love and respect and cherish you, you don't feel, we don't feel, sorry guys, I'm not used to talking to him with a microphone. You just need to look to him. You look to God for that. And as you know, some of you know, I've just recently been through a horrible, horrible divorce. And this is really hard for me. And life is so much better. My kids are growing. They're not dealing with the abuse. They're not dealing with seeing their mom be put down. My son is such an amazing kid. My daughter, I know you guys don't know her, but they lift me up. And this retreat, I was able to bring my mom so she get to see who I'm around, who lifts me up, all these examples, beautiful women. We're all shapes and sizes. We have, it's amazing. I mean, the love that you feel at these retreats are awesome. And you guys, I guess that's it. You guys just got to experience it. You got to experience it.
So, gentlemen, love your wives like Christ loved the church. Treat them with the respect and honor that they deserve, even when you don't like them sometimes. We're called to love them. Christ gave his life for the church, and God commanded to treat your wives in such a way. So, next, Angela.
So I'm, you know, in general, just going to say, you know, wonderful, awesome retreat. I know Stephanie and I are teaching in the CV district, and so getting ready for school this past week and knowing the retreat was the weekend, I wasn't probably as past retreats as able to probably put my mind on the anticipation of it as much as I wanted. So at the beginning of the week, I was kind of like, oh, the timing of this. I want to be daydreaming about that. Kind of anticipating, but I had my mind on school. But I know God had perfect timing. And, you know, just being there, honestly, I know people say, oh, it's the best ever. They do that all the time. But I really feel like the connection and flow of all of the messages and the worship and just the interactions of the women, I would say, is that it was just such a flow. And I felt like everybody was in agreement and wanting to agree with what God was saying and on the same page. And I am so thankful it was the time it was. Even if earlier in the week I was like, oh no, I'm just so grateful. Because we all, it doesn't matter how long we've known God, we every day we're going, God, take away, I want to cast aside everything that hinders me. And I want to look to you. I want to fulfill the calling you have on my life. I want to know who I am in you. I want to know who you are. And we just can't, all of us need it. We can't get enough truth, really, honestly. And one little tiny, there's so much I could say, but you know, we don't have that much time, but I want to just say one little thing that was kind of neat. So I missed Friday morning because I went back and taught, so I missed Kina speaking, which I was a little bummed about, but I came back, and I don't know all the details, but I knew that, like, she had this, like, hammer and was making bracelets that said things, and she's like, you need to pick a word that's, you know, kind of relates to you or describes you or is important to you. And, you know, of course, this whole weekend, we're women of worth, and I think it's hardest for, it's very easy for a woman to tell another woman, you're this, don't let anybody tell you anything different. But then if you ask a woman to describe the good qualities about herself, we all have a hard time, and we all are kind of going, cricket, cricket. We know who we are, but it's just to verbalize it, it's a little more weird. So she's like, pick a word. And I'm like, oh, one word. Ooh. So I had a couple that come to mind that I would in the past maybe be like associated with myself. And I'm like, how about you pick a? She goes, well, I can say this word, but I think you should think of a word. I'm like, okay, I'm going to think of a word. And so I'm thinking, I'm kind of praying like, God, what word? And he reminded me of a time in my life where I kind of studied the meaning of my name, Angela. And if you look it up, it's messenger, or, of course, it's related to angel. And, you know, in the Old Testament, before people really had the Holy Spirit, God, of course, we still have angels now that are ministering, that protect us, and that are warring in the heavens for us. But in the Old Testament especially, even more so, God used angels to deliver messages or words to people. And so when God brought back to my memory when I studied my name, the word messenger, that I am also created to deliver a message, that I'm a messenger, whether that's a song or whether that's a word, whether it's a few words personally to somebody or to a group, that's what I do. And that he's a God always who names somebody on purpose to define who they are. So I was like, okay. So I'm kind of thinking, and I felt like God was like, you're my messenger, so put messenger. And I'm like, messenger doesn't really sound very poetic or pretty, though. I'm kind of like, messenger. It's not as pretty as inspire or passion. But I was like, oh, well. So I told Kina messenger. And so she said, I'm going to make it for you at home, and then I'll bring it. So she text me a picture that she had. She goes, do you want message or messenger? I said, messenger. Then she texts me a picture of the finished product. Shortly after, and I don't see Brooke here. Am I wrong? She's in Texas. So sorry, Brooke. Hope you're listening to this later. So then shortly after, this is last night, post-retreat, then I get a message on Messenger, no pun intended, Facebook Messenger, from Brooke saying just some nice things because Brooke does that, and I'm sure there's more people who have been recipients of Brooke's just nice, uplifting words about you. But in there, this was just after this. She basically said, Angela, you know, I know we didn't get to happen to talk like one-on-one conversation, and you didn't, quote, speak a message per se, but you were his messenger. That's exactly what she said. And I was like, na, 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 na. No, I didn't do that. But I feel like, you know what, but what it is, it was an example. If you know your worth, then you are not walking in fear to deliver anything, to pray, to say. And the enemy wants to hold us back through whatever so we don't give away something. But what you give away could be somebody else's confirmation of something God just told them. And the Holy Spirit gets more credit when we step out and give away something, especially when we're just giving away goodness and good words. How can you go wrong? And so I thank Brooke, and I'm like, you just confirmed exactly what the Holy Spirit told me, what Kina just made. And I just, you know, I just think that's awesome, and I just wanted to say that for everybody. And I'm sorry I took so long. Okay.
I was wondering if you were going to come up and see me. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Getting some exercise, you're right. So between you speaking on confirmation, you talking about going out and being a messenger or a speaker, and you talking about prayer, all things that I received this weekend that were good for me, Being the speaker, the MC, was pretty easy because I could just read it off of a page, and it was ladies who were pretty forgiving and sweet. But when it came to the praying part, I just had to close my eyes and hope that I could just blah, 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 blah. So whatever it was, I don't know, but we got through it, and I do not have your missing puzzle piece. So the first day I went out, not the first night, Thursday night, let me remember all of this. We had our small group, and I got to remember this order that I was going to go in. I can't remember what we talked about. There was something that was playing. Anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. I went outside the next day to do some study, and that's the day we were doing the bracelets. And I had thought about the word wisdom, and I had told Kina, I think I'm going to do wisdom. And I wasn't really sure why it kept coming to my head. Oh, that's the small group. Okay. Donzie's small group. We talked about what spoke to us in being a Proverbs woman. And we were talking about her, the way she can speak blessing, the way she can be, she has wisdom. She has these things that when you're listening to her, you know, she goes through all this stuff on a daily basis. She's busy. She's waking up at the crack of dawn. She's, you know, her lamp is burning late into the night. She, all these things, but she's kind and she has wisdom and she's speaking blessings to people. And that's really hard for me. Anyway, so that kind of stuck out to me. And I thought wisdom was just one of those words. And the MC, everyone was teasing me, oh, you're going to be a speaker now, and, you know, just watch what's going to happen, and I'm not listening. So I go out, and I'm sitting in the sunshine, and I'm thinking of the sun feels so good, and my shadow is behind me, and what does my shadow reach, and what kind of things, and this was my study. So Jeremiah, the chapter 1, I have a little read through the Bible in a year, and that was my day for, you know, that was my study. Jeremiah 1, chapter 7, but the Lord said to me, do not say, I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. So, oh, I guess 6. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. So that was the first one. So I'm outside laughing to myself in the sunshine, thinking, that's funny, God. So then I go to Proverbs because I like that Proverbs has 31 of them. And so every day, whatever the date is, I just read that Proverbs for the day. Well, Ashley can contest to this. I had written 9 on my paper, and she's like, Hannah, it's the 8th. So before that, I had thought it was the 9th. So I was reading, let me find it, Proverbs 9. And I didn't bring any of my notes today because I wasn't going to talk. And let's see. Anyway, the very first word in Proverbs is wisdom. So Proverbs chapter 9, very first word. So once again, I read the word and I start laughing, thinking, okay, so confirmation. And so I think it can be little things. It doesn't have to be this huge thing. It can just be something small that whatever we're praying about, whatever we're struggling with, whatever we need help with, we're studying, we're in God's word, and it can be just little confirmations and that you just can kind of laugh to yourself and thank you, God. I know that I'm on the right path. And with that, I will say that when it comes to the women of this church, 3 years ago, I got up and blubbered through how wonderful they are. And I thought about Carly. I thought about Jessica. I thought about Christiana, Christina, all the people that aren't there. And I think about them, and I don't know them that well. And it just makes you sad because it's important that we all know each other and that we trust each other. And that we're there in different reasons. It's sisters, it's grandparents, it's, you know, whatever it is. So, anyway, yeah. That's all I got. And I didn't even
cry. All right. All right, come on up. Okay.
I was just going to say that God is so powerful. He's such a powerful, powerful God. And he says, if you seek me, you'll find me. And we sought him, and he showed up in a big way this weekend for all of us. I might be speaking out of place a little bit, but I feel like he touched everyone this weekend. And it was just really, really beautiful to me to see all of these women, you know, women in general, a lot of women, men too, I guess, but women struggle with self-esteem issues in a big way. And I think we all were able to take a look at it from a totally different perspective, looking in on it in a different way. And we were, I know I was personally really able to kind of just stop it. Stop telling myself the things that were destructive and accept what God has already given us and accept what he's already done for us in our and in saving us and in being able to feel his love and his presence and putting joy in our hearts. And it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. So that's all.
All right. I hate to do this, but we got to go. I think you'll all agree that we're not going to do a song to end Angela, but I would like to have Jan come up and close in prayer if she will. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. Oh, mama, I am in such big trouble. Just close your eyes. There's nobody here, just you and him. All right?
Just hang on. Oh, Father God, I thank you for this time that we've had to share today, and I pray that you will help all to hear the messages that were spoken to us this weekend. I thank you, God, for the full circle that Kim talked about. She claims this is it for me here. So I just thank you again, Heavenly Father, for this precious family you've given us. I thank you for this remarkable weekend that you've given all of us, women who could be there, and pray that you will help those who were not able to be there to find their way with us next year. And Father God, I just thank you so very much for the women that spoke and for what they shared and for putting your word in their hearts. I thank you for Pastor Jim in spite of this very moment, and pray that you'll be with all of us this week as we go, and pray that people will know that we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You see, you've been robbing us of a blessing for a really long time, Jan. You're dismissed. Have a great week.